from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Obama hails climate deal. U.S. President Barack Obama is hailing the climate agreement reached by nearly 200 nations in Paris, while noting American leadership was key to successful negotiations aimed at curbing global carbon emissions. VOA correspondent Aru Pandey reports from the White House.
Obama said the deal would mean less carbon pollution and more economic growth, while helping developing nations implement clean energy programs through public and private financing.
Moreover, this agreement sends a powerful signal that the world is firmly committed to a low-carbon future, and that has the potential to unleash investment and innovation in clean energy at a scale we have never seen before.
Obama noted American leadership on climate change was instrumental to reaching the historic global deal. Domestically, he cited U.S. investment in wind, solar, and other clean energy that helped create jobs and new nationwide standards aimed at cutting emissions from coal-fired plants by more than a third by the year 2030. Aru Pandey, VOA News, The White House.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Italian counterpart, Paolo Gentiloni, are hosting a meeting today seeking to show the support and commitment of the international community to a long-sought peace agreement in Libya. The country's rival governments are expected to sign the UN-brokered peace deal on Wednesday after nearly a year of talks to agree on a process to create a unity government. The plan calls for the unity body to be formed within 40 days, with members of both the current internationally recognized government and the Islamists. This is VOA News.